good morning, good evening, depending on where and when you're listening to this. My name is Sean. Welcome to the Discover Myrtle Beach podcast. Joined with me, as always, Daniel.
What's up, man? Good morning.
Enjoying winter being back. We had a warm weekend, and I was miserable because I'm hot-natured. And everyone else was, it's beautiful. And I'm like, I'm sweating.
It wasn't even hot there.
It was hot. Yeah. It was like 75 degrees. And to me, when I know it's 70 degrees outside, I look outside and I start sweating right through the window.
At 75 degrees?
I love 50s and 60s. It's my favorite. Man. And if it's snowing and 20, I don't know what it is. Maybe I was meant to live in Alaska. I'm not sure.
Well, up north or something. But 75, that's perfect.
Yeah, but you know what? Ice annoys me. So I don't mind snow, but it's the ice. I lived in northern Georgia, and we got ice a lot. And not knowing whether or not you're going to make it up or down a hill is very frustrating.
Every day is a gamble.
Yeah. So anyway, welcome. This is the last week of February and the first week of March all in one.
What is this episode? This is 11? Yeah, this is episode 11.
This is episode 11, yeah.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
If not, we'll edit this part out and you'll never know.
You'll never know.
So if we're
wrong, you're never going to notice it.
Yeah. So spring break is starting apparently in some places early.
When's the school spring break? Around here.
Last week there was a school that was down here and I was like, well, I'm sorry. It wasn't that nice until the end of the week. But so it's about to pick up. Things are opening. Things are about to get started. This is kind of the calm before the storm usually this week.
I know it's going to get crazy when spring break happens because outside of the kids here being out of school in Coastal Carolina, there's a ton of people that just influx to the area, dude.
Yeah. You know, my little one's she doesn't have spring break until April.
Ooh.
It's weird.
You got any plans?
Yeah, we're going on a Disney cruise.
Cruise?
Disney.
Like a full 7-day or 3-day, 4-day
four
combo?
Day, 4-day.
Is it like going to be like a combo where you do like... You
know? I've never been on a cruise.
Okay.
Well, so I don't even know what you're saying.
let me just adjust my mic real quick.
I like combos, the little pizza things.
I went on a Disney cruise when I was junior in high school. I went on a Disney cruise with the whole family, like a whole bunch of us.
It's not a relaxing cruise, is it?
No, it was, but we did a combo where you spent... It was like... I want to think it was like 4 days in Disney and 3 on the boat or vice versa, 3 on the boat, so 3 in Disney, 4 on the boat. And it was really fun. I mean, that was my first cruise I'd ever been on, so I enjoyed it. I don't know what it would be. I don't have kids, so I don't know what it would be like for me as an adult to be on a Disney cruise.
Apparently, there's an event every 15 minutes.
Well, I've been on... I've been on Disney, and then I've been on Carnival, and I've been on Royal Caribbean. I think I've been on maybe like 11 or 12 cruises. I'm just guessing something like that. But I know on Carnival and Royal Caribbean, for adults at least, there's something to do. Like literally every 10, 15 minutes, there's something going on.
We were going with a couple of families who now are not going, so it's just us.
Uh-oh.
So there was going to be the...
Did they book it first? Did they already book it?
I'm not sure.
Okay,
exactly.
I was
going
to say, I have to
get
their money back.
One of the guys, he turns out got invited to a conference, and it's big for his company, so he has to do it.
Yeah.
So they're making it up by taking them to Disney World like the week or two after.
Uh-huh.
But you know, it's now gone from, oh, we're going to relax while the kids go play, to you're going to be playing with the kid the whole time, which I don't mind.
I will say this. I don't have kids, so I don't know from your viewpoint what you see as relaxing as far as how is it, you know, do you need somebody to be babysitting your child? I don't know how that feels, but I'll tell you this. Most cruises have a plan and a team set up to take care of young kids. And they don't just watch them in a room. They take these kids on adventures on the ship, and they take them on like scavenger.
Okay, hold on. I want to go on adventures on
yeah,
the ship.
They take them on scavenger hunts, and they'll keep them late too. So like if you want to go out to dinner with, you know, just you and the wife or whatever, they'll do that. Like last time I went, We went to dinner, and then we went to like the little piano bar area, and it was like 11 p.m. and they had the kids out doing like little pirate scavenger hunts. So they'll take care of the kids. So even if you want to spend time with your daughter and have a little separation, they'll provide you that. Even on Disney.
See, I go into this telling myself, you're going to go and relax and let the kid go play. And then I'm going to see her going down a water slide. I'm like, nope, I want to go down that slide too. So that's going to end up being what's happening. But we're not taking.
If that's relaxing to you, then that's relaxing to you.
Yeah, true. Well, we're not taking the little one. So the 1.5 year old, because they have to be potty trained to go on the boat, apparently, which I thought.
You don't want them letting anything loose in the pool.
When we first booked it, I thought, he's going to miss out on it. And then I was like, no, he won't be able to, he won't pay attention. But now he's like 15, 16 months old somewhere there. I don't track months.
Right.
He's actually starting to like he points at airplanes and freaks out over birds. Like, I mean, this kid sees a bird and he starts like, looks like having a seizure almost. He loves things in the sky. And so I'm like, man, he would actually really actually enjoy it. So,
but you know, the difference is I think with them being so young, him seeing the boat from the outside and seeing how big it was,
more exciting.
Once he gets on it, I don't know that his, you know, being that young will be able to understand the perspective of being on the boat now. But
well, he's staying with the grandparents who are in Orlando. They're taking him to Disney World.
You definitely don't want to be the reason that the pool gets drained for like 12 hours, because I think anytime a number two is let go in the pool, they have to like legally drain the thing and sanitize it.
Yeah,
that's what they have to do at pools around here. So
yeah, for the pools that just quote unquote shock it,
yeah,
don't get in that.
No, pool. I don't even think. I don't know, man. I hate to speak legal stuff, but I believe legally they have to drain that pool. I worked at a resort when I was fresh out of high school, and I'm pretty sure the rule was then that you had to drain it out.
It's mixed up. I lifeguarded for like 7 years, and I've worked indoor, outdoor pools, gyms, fitness centers, and it's all different. Hot tubs are the worst, but that's a
either way. I think you'll enjoy the cruise. You'll just determine when you get on there. Do you want to have, you know, a little me time and let the daughter get entertained by the staff, which is great, by the way. They even have stuff for like teenagers on that boat. Hmm. But you might, you know, you have to determine your own level what you consider relaxation. But I think you'll have a good time. If you've never cruised before, it'll be a whole new experience. But most cruise ships, man, it's not like being on a boat. It's like a floating city. There's just stuff to do, and there's shops and restaurants, and you know, like I think the Disney boat I went on had a ESPN sports bar on it, which is cool.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So, did you do anything this weekend?
Normal stuff. You know, out of dinner on Friday. We kind of got in a routine of that, so I kind of like it right now. So I'm going to stick with it. But yeah, other than that, not much. I've joined the weather mostly. And today, it cooled back off.
Finally.
Not a huge fan.
It's supposed to be 65, but it's only 48 right now when we're recording this. But my daughter had dance competition.
Well,
and
you enjoyed that.
That was it. That's all we did.
I watched the closing ceremony of the Olympics. That was a big accomplishment. I think I watched about 5 minutes of it, and then they brought out the K-pop kids. You know, I don't know the name of the group, but you know what K-pop is, the Korean pop thing.
It's kind of
a growing thing. It's not for me, but they brought out the K-pop kids, and they had like 8 people in the group, man. NSYNC did it. They only needed like, what, 4? Jackson 5?
No, either. NSYNC had like 5 or 6, didn't they?
No, I don't know if it weren't 6. It might have been 5. But these kids, I think it had to be 8 or 9 of these guys.
They had Justin Timberlake and some other dudes.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake, he was the one who made the whole thing successful. But
do you ever feel bad for the other guys in those bands? Although the Backstreet Boys, they don't have like successful.
I don't ever see what's the guy's name? Chris Kirkpatrick. He was the one that had dreads, I think.
Yeah,
I don't ever see that guy.
I don't see any of them.
And I think I feel bad for knowing the names, man.
No, I know that. I know the that one guy.
JC.
Don't act like you don't know.
No, I can't remember his last name. I felt like it was.
I don't
JC
know.
Something. He was on TV for like he was like a judge for a minute. And then I don't know what Joey Fatone did.
But they were all just as good as singers.
Yeah, they all sang good.
That's crazy.
Justin was just like the front man. He had that.
But nobody in the Backstreet Boys did anything solo. I was kind of surprised. Well, didn't the blonde dude, Nick something? I want to say Nick Cannon, but that's not his name.
I think it was Nick Carter.
There you go. Didn't he do something for a minute?
I think briefly. He did. Yeah, and I think his little brother did some stuff. But anyway, the K-pop thing, I just listened for a minute, and it went a little long. I had to turn it. It just wasn't for me. No offense to K-pop or fans of K-pop. It's just
were they better than Fergie?
Well, I don't want to. Poor Fergie, man. There's a whole anti-bullying thing on Facebook now, and I can get that. Some people kind of were a little rough on her.
Listen to last week's episode for a full
listen to that
breakdown on that. So So this week is kind of a light week on events, but this is also the week where events start to change a little bit because of spring break.
Yeah.
So
that's why we're kind of in a lull with events. I mean, there are events out there. In fact, I have some. I'm sure you probably have a couple. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of the events are starting to change, you know. And so probably by next month, there's going to be a whole nother set of events and style of events because people are going to start gearing up for spring and summer weather.
Yeah, so one of them, a friend of mine, Jeff Thomas, is playing at Liberty Tap Room in Myrtle Beach.
Jeff, so, you say Jeff Thomas?
Jeff Thomas.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I know
he's
Jeff.
I worked with him for years at T-Bones.
Yep.
So he's playing at Liberty Wednesday.
Is he doing the solo gig or the apron strings?
He's doing the solo. Yeah, that...
I haven't heard him do the apron strings gig yet. I want to go check that out.
Yeah, I used to play music, and he would come play with me at a show without ever hearing one of my songs, and he would play as if you would think he knew my songs like the back. Such a talented guy with that. It was really cool. I just remember him playing a solo to one of my songs. I'm like, oh, that sounded really good. Should have recorded that.
where's he going to be?
Liberty Tap Room on the 28th.
Is that going to be like a night gig or a happy hour gig? Or what's it going?
6 to 9.
Okay. So somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the weather's going to be 65 degrees. That'll be nice. So yeah, some places are starting to do some more live music.
You know what we need to do? We need to pick a week, whatever, and just cover some of the bands in the area and what they're doing. Cause I don't know how, if you're listening, I'm not sure if you've lived in Myrtle Beach for a long time, or if you're new here, or if you're just vacationing and you found our podcast, whatever. We need to cover some of the local music. We have some super talented guys in this area.
Oh yeah.
Great. I mean,
that guy, don't just play covers,
not just guys, girls, but you know what I'm saying? We have some super talented people in this area, whether it be singing or musicians. And we just need to spend a week and not spend the whole podcast, but maybe just take a few minutes on the events and cover who's playing where, you know.
I have an idea.
Let's do it.
If you're a local artist listening to this podcast,
yep,
send us a song and we'll start using local music as our outro.
Hey, you can come in and play the song for us if you want to.
Yeah, come do a live recording. Yeah. We've got a setup, but
we got a great reverb system in this
room. Yeah, right. Yeah. If you go listen to episode 1 or 2, it probably sounds way more echoey than this. But we weren't finished with our studio, but we also didn't want to wait around before we started this.
We're about 50% done, I think, now.
Yeah, it's much better. Well, but yeah, so done. Send us some music. We'll use it for our outro, and then we'll play like a song as the outro and let that play if anybody wants to do it.
Heck yeah, man. I'm all about promoting local copyright things. Yeah. Local music, live music, that's where it's at. That's where it's at. What else you got?
So.
Don't pick any of my events, man. I don't want you choosing the same things because then I won't have nothing to talk about. Are you looking through your events right now?
Yeah.
Did you plan these or are you just picking and choosing as you look?
No, I had them, but they're all scattered. I'm using this event app and it's not the best. Were you going to talk about the whiskey dinner?
No.
So
most of my stuff is family friendly this time. There's no,
This is the Whiskey Fish down in Merle's Inlet, I believe.
Yep.
And they are doing a whiskey dinner Friday from 6 to 9, where it's whiskey and fish, basically. It sounds interesting.
That suits the name.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like a whiskey pairing? Like if you choose this fish, we recommend this whiskey kind of thing?
Basically. So it's hosting a 5-course whiskey dinner. And you get like course with different foods and stuff like that. And then you get different pairings. So like the first course is an almond stuffed Honeycrisp apples drizzled with caramel, whichever way. Colas? No clue what that is.
I'm not sure.
Paired with a Tennessee Trilogy. Probably Jack Daniels.
It just sounds so like culinary.
Yeah, second course, assorted cheese platter with another word and a fig platter paired with a Dickel Old Fashioned. So anyway, they got some really cool stuff there.
That sounds good. I've never been to Whiskey Fish.
Neither have I.
I mean, I've been down to the restaurants down that way. I just never hit Whiskey Fish.
Whiskey Fish, call us. We'll make a video.
Yeah. Bring us some food and we can work some things out.
Yeah, so, you know, that was really, there's not much else going on. There is another Habitat for Humanity fundraiser.
Cool. Where is it?
See, this is why I don't like this app.
Yeah.
It's in April.
No, but I'm going ahead too. I like to give notice.
Yeah.
And think about it. We talked about the air show back in January. Which is, that's at the end of April, I think.
True. So, and now it's also, if anybody's wondering, I'm using the Facebook Local. It's called Facebook Local or something. But it'll have events for you. It's showing me an event that I should go to for Sunday, February 25th, 5th Annual Oyster Roast. Well, that's already happened. Why would it show that to me? So,
and that was last week, wasn't it?
Yeah. So anyway, we talked about the, yeah, that was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So we talked about the, what was it? The onesies. This is a
onesie party. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a Costumes for a Cause. It's a Habitat for Humanity. It's at the Wicked Tuna. It's in April. We'll talk about it again. Yeah. But the app tricked me on that. So that's all I really have. There's really...
So it's an adult onesie party for the Habitat? Is that right?
Yes. Well, no, it's a costume party.
It's a costume party.
Yeah. I was just thinking the onesie thing.
Okay.
Yeah, see, it's got me all thrown off here.
That's
so.
All right. Well, you know, Easter's coming up, so there's going to be Easter events. I got 2 Easter events.
Well, I'm going to throw this out for anybody. Yeah. Everyone likes to dress up for St. Paddy's Day, which is coming up. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that I randomly went to the store, Big Lots in North Myrtle Beach, has an aisle of nothing but like $1, $2, $3 St. Paddy's Day items. So if you're looking for some like cheap hair bows that are green and stuff, go check out Big Lots in North Myrtle
Beach.
Green
sequins top hat.
Yeah, I don't even remember. Oh, I know I was there. I was looking for some sort of bed thing, but they didn't have it. So,
well,
whoopsie.
I got some Easter stuff coming up. And since you were talking about, well, I don't even know what you're talking about anymore. I lost track. But I got a...
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, no problem.
Show's over.
Yeah, cancel. I got the pet photos for with the Easter Bunny is coming up. So, like, you know, I think we
is talked, it a living
I
Easter Bunny?
We talked about this last week, but it was a different event. Yeah, it's pet photos with the Easter Bunny. It's from 6 to 9 p.m. March 12th at Coastal Grand. So you basically just says bring your furry friends for photos with the Easter Bunny. I'm assuming it's a live Easter Bunny.
This is a horrible idea.
Well, I kind of want to go and just watch because my dog is very friendly, but I don't know how he would behave to a life-size Easter Bunny walking around. So I'm curious how some of these other dogs are going to do. But it does say your dog must be on a leash, or it says pets. So I don't think it's just dogs, but it says pets must be on a leash or in a carrier. And that owners are responsible for cleaning up after your pets. And you can't take the pets anywhere else in the mall other than the designated area.
So in case you're listening to this with kids in the car, I'm going to phrase this in such a way. Is it a small bunny or is it a tall bunny?
It does not specify. But I know that...
They should specify that before you bring your pet.
So if you want to get your dog or cat, you know, picture taken with the Easter Bunny, go for it. I'm just curious to see if it's going to be a doll or a full, you know, the real thing. If the real Easter Bunny's there, then, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch.
And if it's not the real Easter Bunny and something happens with one of the animals not being thrilled with it, go back and listen to last week's episode. Let me know if the bunny, where it is. So next.
Next is if you want your kids to eat breakfast with the Easter Bunny himself will be at Tupelo Honey on the 17th of March. Obviously, Tupelo is in Market Common, and that's from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's $10 a person, except for kids under 3 get in free, and it includes like coffee, drinks, juice, milk, that kind of thing. But
Tupelo does not pay us, but I'm going to say this right now.
I love Tupelo Honey.
We went there for the same deal for Christmas. $10. That food was amazing. For $10, you get a lot. It's like a little buffet.
Is that the breakfast
thing
with Santa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was really good. So for $10, go there.
Biscuits and
I
jam.
Recommend that. Their
biscuits.
They home make this, like, was it blueberry or blackberry jam with
some kind of berry.
I'm so hungry right now.
Yeah.
That place, their food, I've never had bad food from that place. We ate the one in Asheville. Are they a big chain? Or are they?
Yeah, well,
are they smaller?
I won't say a huge chain, but they have a lot of other locations.
Well, the one in...
in fact, they need one in North Myrtle, too.
Yeah, that would be great. But we went to the one in Asheville, and I had this like Banana Foster pancake thing. Mm. It was incredible. I felt sick after halfway through because I usually don't eat that much sugar, but I saw someone at the table with them, and I was like, I'm eating those. But we've not had bad food from that place yet.
No, there's been nothing that I didn't like. I mean, I've had stuff that I like more just because that's how your taste buds work, but I've never had anything that I was like, this is not good. So if you've never been to Tupelo Honey, you got to get there. I mean, the biscuits alone, man, I could just fill up on that. Carb load for real.
They were, and I'm doing low carb right now, but they were awesome. I need to go eat a steak.
Next I have, and I tried to do these in order as far as dates go, but this is the Food Truck Festival, which is April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. What are you laughing at?
We went from having food trucks to a food truck festival.
You know, we talk about food when it's early because we're hungry. Yeah. But it's going to be, let's see, where is it? On the Oceanfront Boardwalk District, which is by the old pavilion. But it's God knows. I mean, the event's got like probably 20 or 30 different like food vendors that's going to be
You know,
there.
Back in the day, food trucks were like kind of not great food. And you were just working construction.
Good now, dude.
When I worked, my uncle had a roofing company back in the day, and I worked a couple weeks there in the summer. And the food truck there was like, you know, it was like gas station food.
Mm-mm. I got...
I know where they are now. Like now they're like a special cuisine pop-up shop type
deal. I have a friend who has a food truck, and he's... I mean, yeah, occasionally you can get hamburgers and hot dogs, things like that, but he's got like... You can get all kinds of good food on his truck. And I don't want to get into his whole menu because I don't want to mess up what all he's offering, but he offers a lot. Food trucks, they've stepped up their game.
Is this just a cheaper alternative for someone that doesn't want to open a restaurant and want the responsibility of a full restaurant?
Well, I don't even know if it's about the responsibility, but think about the overhead costs. Like, you don't have to have a brick and mortar.
That's what I'm saying. Like, hey, I want to open a restaurant, but I don't have $500,000 to start. I've only got $20,000.
Yeah, I'm sure the insurance is probably cheaper. Because you're not having people dine in your place. So there's never, I mean, the overhead in general is a lot. Yeah, when people dine in your building, you have to have insurance to cover.
Is it dying?
No, dying. Dine in. Man, yeah, I know, yeah. I got a draw, but geez.
I know, I'm still thinking of the Easter Bunny, I guess.
So, I mean, when you don't have people inside of the building, you're not having to up your insurance costs for that. So I'm sure there's a lot more overhead. I don't pretend to know restaurant costs, but you can imagine you worked in the business before.
Oh, yeah.
May 12th. Is the 13th annual Mayfest on Main Festival. Now, I've been to this once or twice, but that's up your neck of the woods. What goes on there, man? It's like a big festival of vendors, right?
Yeah, so it's basically what it is. There's restaurants and food and stuff like that. And some little like side shops and stuff.
And they're saying it's rain or shine. So regardless of the weather, short of a... you know, tornado or something, they're going to be there.
Interesting, because I'm pretty sure one of those festivals they didn't do one year because of the rain.
They have music and food and...
Yeah, I mean, it's a good place to go hang out.
It's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and there's going to be musical stuff going on actually till 6. But anyway, we've got all these events on the Facebook events list, and you can go to facebook.com/discovermyrtle and see these. And all these events have information as far as if you need tickets or if you need to see a website or call. It's all there. So if you see or hear something on our page, just click on it. You're going to see more information. That's all the events I have for now. But I know next week and the next couple weeks it's going to change.
Oh, yeah.
What tech news you got, man? I know you got something.
So it's MWC over in Barcelona right now. And Samsung announced a new Galaxy S9. And I'm not going to go into all the stuff you can find on the internet, but it does something really, really neat, whereas it uses augmented reality.
Okay.
So you can hold the camera up, point it at a sign in a different language, and it will translate the sign.
Now, that's a very cool feature. And I don't know who started this ball rolling, but when I had my iPhone 4, 4, 4S, I downloaded an app that did the same thing. Now the app was like $10.
Translate it?
Yeah, you would aim the phone at the sign, and you would tell it what language it was in, and you say, okay, this sign's in Spanish, whatever, and it would just translate it right on your screen. So I wonder if Samsung.
Have you seen the way this one works though?
I haven't.
So this one literally changes the sign.
Yeah,
that's and. What, You don't tell it what language. So it does something similar. They probably bought that company.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder if Samsung hit that company. Because I had it for a long time.
Okay, so Bixby, which is their voice assistant, because everyone has one now.
Right.
That was a company they bought.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been a similar company. Could have been some of the same people. But it is the Bixby camera, apparently, that's doing it.
So, I mean, well, think, when did... When
sounds
was,
like a dog.
When was that?
Sounds like a dog name.
Sounds like a dog.
Press the button, and a dog pops out and reads things for you.
When was the iPhone 4 or 4S out? What year was that?
2011,
like?
10,
something like that. But they, I remember thinking back then, like, this was well ahead of its time because it didn't like translate it and give you a text. It changed it on the screen, like augmented reality. And I thought that was pretty awesome.
Do you remember, when I, back in the same time, that I had a little thing I printed out and I put it on a table and I could play a game in augmented reality.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's
so this stuff has been around. Everyone's acting like it's brand new. It's not, but it's now becoming more mainstream. Right now, if you have an iPhone 6 and newer, if you, those QR codes, you always had to download an app. They didn't take off because people didn't download the scanners.
Right.
If you have an iPhone now, you point your camera at
it. It's built in.
It's automatically going to pop up the link now. QR codes, this is now when they should make their comeback.
Yeah.
So the Galaxy S9, cool. The camera has multiple apertures, which might not make sense for some people, but it's more like a regular camera lens where it can switch open and shut to let more light in, which is really cool.
You can choose which aperture you want to use.
Yep. Or you can have it do automatically. So it has a really cool pro photo mode, pro with air quotes, but you can adjust all the settings. Other than that, the phone's pretty much the same. It still has a headphone jack, so good on them. Still has expandable storage.
Right.
Good as well. Then there was another company, and I want to think it was Viva or it looked like Vizio. I remember seeing their logo. And they put out a concept phone, which is all screen without the notch. And it has the fingerprint built into the screen. The fingerprint scanner is built into the screen. And it's a big area.
You remember for a while that was rumored that Apple was going to do that.
But they were having so this is the company that they did. They just like, you know what? First to market. But it's just a concept phone. But if you remember this, and for those who don't know, Daniel and I worked at Sprint back in the day when smartphones were really, they were throwing stuff at the wall. We had phones with 3D cameras that were horrible. But anyway, if you remember, we had a phone, and I want to say it's by Kyocera, there you go. And it didn't have an earpiece. It had a bone induction. So like it didn't have the regular earpiece because it was all screen. And it would use vibration through the phone to put the sound into your ear. Do you remember that?
Yep.
So this is what this new phone does. It doesn't have an earpiece. But then the cool thing is people are like, well, where's the selfie camera? You press to take a selfie and the little camera pops out of the top slowly, like a little mechanical thing, you know, something that will surely break after a few months.
Guaranteed.
And so they really thought this whole thing through. It's a really cool phone, a really cool concept. I don't know who owns the company or much more than that, but that was really neat, I thought. And I think Sony announced the phone, which Sony makes good stuff. Sony makes the camera sensor in the iPhone. Sony makes a lot of stuff just like Samsung does for a lot of people.
You just don't know about everything.
Sony makes the sensors in Nikon cameras, actually. A lot of people don't even know that.
Yep.
So Sony came out with a new phone. I wish they would do something. Nokia came... Obviously, there's been a tech event. I have tech news, and I'm not even reading it.
I'm aware of that now.
They came back out with the banana phone from the Matrix.
This.
You saw that?
I was watching the YouTube guy, Everything Apple Pro, last night.
And
he was talking about the phone from the Matrix.
Yeah.
He said he's going to buy it. He didn't even use it. He just wants to have it.
And it's just a feature phone. Even though it said it has LTE, I guess you could still do some text, but it has old T9 texting, which good luck.
It's got T9 texting.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But it looks like the one from the Matrix. It's kind of neat. And Nokia came out with a high-end Android phone too.
People aren't going to buy that. Let me rephrase that. There will be some people to buy that Nokia phone, and probably for nostalgia type reasons. But I can't see it doing like great numbers in the market.
Well, Nokia got bought out by a company that was literally across the street. Like their buildings. Literally are across the street.
Yeah.
So it's another. Is it Finnish? Finnish?
I don't know.
Finland. Anyway, so the company's sticking to the roots, and they made an Android phone that it's got all the new specs and stuff. Mm-hmm. So their problem was they signed that deal with Microsoft, and Microsoft failed. Nokia would still be around if they would have made Android phones. And I think they would have competed. So they make really good hardware. They use Zeiss, which is a really good brand for their camera lenses. Like, they make really good cameras in their phones. Nokia would, if they could make a really, really good phone, I would get one because I like Nokia.
You know, there's a new phone that came out recently, and I was shocked by the people's their level of shock, because it was where the phone top slides out, and underneath is another screen, and they would lock together, and it would be like two screens. And I was like, that's not new. We had that. I think it, in fact, was Kyocera.
Yep, I was going to say.
There was an Android smartphone that had two screens and you slide it and docked. Yeah, it wasn't good. But the technology was there, and I was surprised that people were so shocked that it exists. I'm like, man, I remember that was like 2000.
There's one guy on YouTube.
11, probably.
There's a guy on YouTube. His name is Michael Fisher, and now he has a new YouTube channel called Mr. Mobile.
Okay.
Watch his channel. He used to work for Sprint also.
Okay.
For back when it was Nextel.
Okay.
He called that phone out. He goes, now this has been done before.
Yes.
Like, he I wouldn't say we're phone nerds, but we were in the industry when we still had Nextel push to talk stuff, mm-hmm. and you were much more in it than I was.
I started in 04, which in 04, if you had a camera on your flip phone, you were doing great.
Yeah,
this was pre-iPhone.
And it's funny because I only got a job at Sprint because I loved smartphones and right. just wanted to be around them. So I was at it at a very different angle.
Mission accomplished.
I after like a month of being there, the store manager had me giving everybody the briefings on the new phones because I knew more about it than everybody else. But that's just because I love technology and stuff, and I was so excited. Now they've kind of hit a plateau, but I think this whole bezel-less thing is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I hate just having Face ID on my iPhone. I really miss having a fingerprint scanner.
I thought it was going to bother me more than what it does.
Lately, it's been bothering me more.
It doesn't bother me a whole lot.
It bothers me when I look at my phone sometimes and it just doesn't unlock.
I don't have that issue very much.
Or like I look at it and it doesn't unlock and I try to do it again and there's no way to tell. And then that happens.
Why are you even pressing? I don't even. That's a whole other. We'll talk about that off there.
Yeah.
I do wish that iPhone, if you're listening, Tim Cook, I know you're a big fan of us. So he is. He tunes in every week. If you're listening, man. Set up the iPhone so you can save multiple faces. Because with my wife's phone, my thumbprint works and her thumbprint works. And she knows my passcode and all, but it's just a lot more convenient if you can use your thumbprint or the face. But you cannot have a second face recorded in the phone for Face ID purposes. But you can do everything with the phone as long as you know the passcode. So I wish they would just update that and allow, you know, just like I think on the other phones, you can have like 4 fingerprints, maybe 5. Just give me two, three faces so that, you know, at least we can, it can't be that hard. It can't be, it's got to be a small code to put in the system, but that would be great.
Yeah, yeah. So that's all I got for tech. There's some camera stuff coming out, but we'll do that next week.
I did also hear that Apple, because, you know, Apple bought Beats headphones. Mm-hmm. I did hear that they're working on a new over-the-ear design for headphones that would kind of be on the same platform as the Beats over-the-ear. And then it would very well support wireless charging. And I'm just kind of curious where they're going to go with that. This is all in the rumor mill right now. We got everything Apple Pro he talked about on his YouTube channel. But I think that's going to be interesting to see. Because yeah. I keep talking about getting over-the-ear headphones, and I just never do it.
They need to first work on their fast wireless charging to be faster. Because I have my Samsung. And for those wondering, I have an Android and an iPhone. Mm-hmm. And my Samsung charges insanely fast over this wireless.
Is it the charger or is it the phone?
The phone doesn't have as fast a charging. They're newer to it, so they don't have the fast charging.
Is it the hardware or the software, though?
Hardware.
So they need to change the chip or whatever.
Yeah, they'll probably do it next year.
Well, if that's all the tech news you got, I do have my normal weird news section. And, you know, this I said earlier before we started, this is kind of a slow week for everything, for events, for news. But I have three weird news, strange news things, and some have interesting headlines, some don't. But I'm going to read this headline and just see where you go with it. Hopefully you don't know the story, but if you paid attention,
paid attention to much lately.
I did share it last night, so you might already know. It says, got skunks in your home?
Nope.
Don't use a smoke bomb. Think about that. Anyway. I'm just going to let that sink in for a second.
Okay.
It wouldn't be my first go-to.
No.
It was this guy's go-to. So apparently, he was going to smoke them out. I think he's been watching a lot of movies, but he was going to smoke them out with smoke bombs. So he, I guess he lit a smoke bomb or two or whatever, throws it into the crawl space, a tight area with a flame, and he sets his house on fire. Needless to say, the skunk did probably come out as well as himself, but
they're playing, they both run out at the same time. The skunk still gets them.
Of course, it says, the department advises people to hire pest control professionals for such work.
Is this a problem in some places that skunks get around?
I don't know. I just know skunk carcasses were found. So it did work, just for the record. The house burnt, but the skunks are gone. Mission accomplished.
Success.
I would like to have been there when he explained to the firemen, cops, news reporter exactly what happened. And if there's not a video of this guy talking to the local news, I'm going to be the most disappointed person ever, because I would love to see.
Now, was it one of like the little firework ones you get?
That
caught a house on fire?
Well, they spark a little. When you first light them, they spark a little. Not to mention they get hot because they're burning on the inside. So
first of all, don't do fireworks in your house.
Exactly. Don't do, I don't know.
Except for those little white things you throw at people.
Yeah.
Well, except those poppers, make a mess.
Yeah. Well, he did, and he paid the price. His house is burned. Now, this one doesn't have, I don't think it really has a super interesting headline, but I'm going to read it anyway. It says, caper gone wrong. Would-be thief blunders burglary with brick. Now, I can't say that again because I just stumbled over my words, but I don't remember where it was at because I'm looking at the video, but I did read the story prior to this. These two hotshots decide that they want to break into a store or whatever. So the store, obviously, like most places, has a camera outside. They're going to throw bricks at the glass. And it's like the first brick that was thrown, I think. His partner walks right in front of him as he throws the brick. Beams kid right in the side of the head, out cold. If you look on our Discover Murder, you'll see the video to this. It hits dude, I mean, point blank. And the camera, he tries to wake his friend up. Now, as to my understanding, the friend's okay. There's nothing wrong with him. Karma bit these guys real quick and real hard, at least the one guy. And so the video shows him dragging his partner away from the scene.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm
going to watch this as soon as we're done.
It's on the Discover Myrtle page. So if you're going to break in somewhere, we don't advise you do that. But if you're going to, don't hit your partner in the side of the head with a brick. It made me think of Friday. You remember when Debo was fighting Craig? Craig beams him in the head with a brick. Yeah, that's basically what happened.
Oh, my goodness.
You see it?
I just see the post.
Oh, and, the video. Yeah. Hold that thought. You'll watch it when we're done. It's brutal. This one, I can imagine your reaction. If you're listening in the car, your reaction to what I'm about to say is probably going to, I don't know. It depends on where your stomach's at. It's slightly gross, but it's hilarious to read. Police say a Texas woman attempted to hide evidence during an arrest by defecating in her pants and using the feces to conceal drugs.
And that's our show, everyone. I have nothing to say to that.
I can't even read the headline all the way. So about 55 miles south of Dallas, the police were investigating a report of a theft at a local grocery store. And when they attempted to subdue a female suspect and take her into custody, police say that she, in the back of a police cruiser, intentionally defecated in her pants. This is where it gets funny for me. If you're gagging, I'm sorry. I don't mean to gross you out. But she intentionally defecated in her pants and then hid a crack pipe, 2.3 grams of crack cocaine, and get this, a Valentine's Day card in her excrement. Why did she feel the need to hide the Valentine's Day card?
I don't even know.
Well, we're getting played off. Listen, here's the thing. Officers had to sift through the woman's feces.
Okay, that's enough. You're going to put an explicit Reddit rating now on our show.
They had to sort through it to find all the evidence. So I won't give you more details other than that, but it was...
So that's disgusting. And everyone has successfully turned this off at this point or is throwing up in their car.
Oh, my God.
So follow us on discovermyrtle.com for more stories like this. Or
if you need to have a Valentine's Day card, I can give you many other ways to do it other than that.
We're at Discover Myrtle most places, but Instagram or Discover Myrtle Beach. If you unlike our page...
We'll understand. It's okay, man. She'll be back.
What a crappy way to end the episode. Goodbye.
've ever been to Costa Grandma when they're doing photos with the Easter Bunny? It's a tall Easter Bunny.
I just said not to say that because kids might be in the car.
Huh?
I said in case kids are in the car, is it a...